T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Yeah!
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. Jad Chambers producing. And Tommy, we're very excited for our first visit this fall with Trey Wingo, who's been around covering the NFL for a long time. You've seen him. You've heard him. We're excited about this.
Absolutely. On the line with us now is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. Trey, what's up, man? Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Got a lot to talk about here over the next few minutes, but I want to get started by asking you about the Caesars Sportsbook and Casino Truck Tour going on right now. You guys are going to be on site on Sunday at a game that we here in Chiefs Kingdom have a lot of interest in, the Chiefs and the Colts in Indianapolis. Tell everybody what's going on with the truck tour and what's going on there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's stop two for us on the truck tour. We started Monday night in the Bills game against Tennessee, had a great time, great reaction from the fans. Basically, we'll be out there doing some tailgating stuff before the game, also getting people ready for the contest. We'll have some surprise guests and Hall of Famers that might show up that used to wear Indianapolis Colts uniforms, some giveaways, and basically do a pregame show for people there and put some stuff out on social media feeds and just have a great time. That's the whole point of it.
When you look at this game, it's an interesting one. And it's an interesting one, you know, from a real perspective and a betting perspective. We've kind of seen this as the line has shrunk a little bit to the Colts, but all the money's got to be going to the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs coming with extra time. They are without their, you know, maybe best run stopper, and they face Jonathan Taylor. But this has been a really curious line to watch. What are you seeing out of this game?
Well, you just sort of nailed it. When all the money's going toward the Chiefs, a way to get money on the Colts, what do? You shrink the line. I mean, that's exactly what they're trying to do. I mean, you want to get action on both sides. When the line shrinks towards the Chiefs, or towards the Colts, that tells you too much money's been bet on the Chiefs. So, I mean, just from a historical perspective, let's just put this in perspective. I'm not a believer that wins and losses are a quarterback stat. However, the NFL does keep that as an official stat. And Patrick Mahomes is simply put the best quarterback in the history of the NFL in the month of September. The teams that he has started for with the Chiefs are 13-2. That's a winning percentage of .867. Better than Roger Staubach, who was 22-4, minimum 10 games. And then take a look at Matt Ryan, who has looked really poor in his first two outings in Indianapolis. He's actually 3-12-1 straight up since the start of 2018 in months of September. So we're talking about the best quarterback in the month of September historically versus a quarterback who since 2018 has had all kinds of struggles getting out of the gate.
Yeah, that's interesting to keep an eye on for sure. I kind of, there's a part of me, and I don't know, and we'll find out on Sunday for sure. Part of me thinks that there's the potential that this could be a little bit of a trap game for Kansas City. I think that the Colts are, you know, going to be pretty pissed off after that loss, that shutout loss on the road against the Jaguars last week. Are there any player props that you're looking at in this particular game? I kind of like Jonathan Taylor as an anytime touchdown. That's kind of a, you know, that's a given, right? But are you looking at any other player props coming up on Sunday?
Well, I think the Jonathan Taylor one you mentioned is by far the most interesting, because if they're going to do anything, he's going to have to go off. And not having Willie Gay there, as you mentioned, is going to be a little problematic for Kansas City. But look, at the end of the day, the better team, I think, is going to win. And that's the Chiefs. So let's look then at who their best player is. Well, that's Patrick Mahomes. Look at the numbers through the first 2 weeks of the season. And I think this is interesting. Since there's only been three quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that have started the first two games with these numbers: 7 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and completing at least 70% of their throws. Those three quarterbacks are Patrick Mahomes this season, Lamar Jackson in 2019, the year he won the MVP, and wait for it, Patrick Mahomes in 2019, the year the Chiefs went on to win the Super Bowl when he was the Super Bowl MVP. There's a part of me that believes Patrick Mahomes is silently stewing about everything he heard this offseason. And it's funny how sometimes the media tends to take these narratives and just run with them, right? Like, oh, Joe Burrow, he's the next great quarterback in the AFC. Or, man, I had to start my team with one quarterback. I think I'd pick Justin Herbert. And then, my God, Josh Allen is the runaway MVP of the league this year. And by the way, he's played great. Let's be 100% clear through the first two games. But none of those guys, none of them, have the accomplishments that Patrick Mahomes has. And then there was that anonymous defensive coordinator that said after he gets his first read, he plays street ball. Like, the slings and arrows, arguably the greatest quarterback of several generations, has had to endure this offseason. I feel like every team's going to get a little bit of taste of that this year. It started with Arizona, and then that ridiculous throw to Watson on Thursday night. And then, of course, I think that the Colts are in real trouble this weekend.
And by the way, Patrick Mahomes does listen to that stuff. He acknowledged the PFF stuff. Like, he's all about the bulletin board material. Trey Wingo joining us. We're really excited to have Trey several times this fall. You mentioned Josh Allen and Buffalo. They look the part as the favorite, as they were coming into the season. A nice divisional test this weekend. But what you've seen out of Buffalo, is Buffalo head and shoulders above everybody right now, or is that a little bit of an overreaction to the first 2 weeks?
Not at all. They are clearly the best team through the first 2 weeks of the season. But you don't win the Super Bowl in September. You win it in January and February. So, I mean, like, there's no doubt. Like, just to put in people's minds how good the Bills are right now. They have won 20 of their last 27 games by double digits. The last team that could make that claim were the 2000 Rams' greatest show on turf and the Miami Dolphins in and around their perfect season of 1972. So they're killing people. Now let's just look at what they've done this year. They're 2-0, having won both of those games by 21 points or more. They played opponents in the first 2 weeks of this year that each won double-digit games a year ago. There's only one other team in the history of the NFL that can claim to start 2-0 against double-digit win teams from last season and beat them both by 21 points. And that was the practically perfect 2007 New England Patriots, who eventually lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. But they went out and killed people, you know, and that's what they did. That's where Buffalo is right now. They are a juggernaut in every sense of the word. But you don't win the Super Bowl in September. You win it later. You can lose the Super Bowl in September by some of these teams starting 0-2 and 0-3 and not getting out of the gate, but you can't win it. But right now they are clearly head and shoulders above everybody else through 2 weeks.
Speaking of the Bills, that game on Sunday against Miami, we saw what Miami was able to do in the final quarter against Baltimore last week, and there's definitely some firepower. Tua showed it. With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, the line right now, you know, the spread somewhere around 5 to 6, depending on where you're looking. What do you like in this game? Do you think the Bills can cover that? Or do you think the Dolphins have an opportunity here to be on the come up at home and be able to show more of that firepower?
I'm not sure if there's a more important game in Dolphins history in September in the last 10 to 15 years. And the reason I say that is, here's the last seven meetings between these two. Buffalo is 7-0, winning those games by an average margin of 19.7 points. Though they not have only beaten Miami, they've just toyed with them. They beat them last year twice, outscoring them by 61-11, including a week two shutout, 35-0 in South Florida last year. So this is the white whale for the Miami Dolphins. They have not been able to hang with the Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills in any way, shape, or form. If they want to be taken real seriously, they got to prove they can punch back against the team that has the best record in the NFL and has been the most impressive. That being said, since they lost in week eight last year up in Buffalo, Miami's 10-1 straight up. So they have got it going, and this game is fascinating, guys, because it's the first week three game in NFL history where you have the top three leading receivers in terms of yardage, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and Jalen Waddle, all playing on the same game, on the same day, in the same field. That's never happened before in a week three game. So this is Miami's chance to say, hey, you know, we're not just cute and we had this great comeback. We can hang with the bullies on the block. It is absolutely the game they need to show everybody that they're for real this year.
Love it. Let's switch over to the NFC because we've talked about great teams.
Well,
I don't know what
so
to.
Much more fun.
I know.
The
who's the best team in the NFC? I mean, quite simply, through 2 weeks. I mean, whatever metric you want to look at, who's the best in the NFC right now? Is it the Eagles?
Probably. I mean, they played a pretty good game on the road against Detroit, and then withstood a furious comeback. And they absolutely gobsmacked the Vikings, although Kirk Cousins had all kinds of issues on Monday night. He falls to 2-9 in his career on Monday Night Football. That was just a beatdown. Like, the Vikings never had a chance in that game. We're talking about Justin Jefferson, who just lit up the Packers secondary for 180-plus yards and a couple of scores. And Darius Slay said, hold my beer, you know, and just said, you're not going anywhere. So the Eagles are really fascinating because a lot like Tua Tagovailoa, guys, there's a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts this year because Howie Roseman, the GM, has all kinds of draft capital for the 2023 draft through his maneuverings. And he's got A.J. Brown there, you know, and it's going to be a quarterback-rich draft in 2023. So if Jalen Hurts didn't show out this year, or doesn't show out this year for 17 games, they might be thinking about it. But he's been brilliant through the first 2 weeks. And he, much like Tua, he's going out there and proving exactly what he has to do, but you got to sustain it. You got to keep going.
Yeah, I couldn't be any more disappointed than the Minnesota Vikings, you know, with Monday Night Football and everything. I had them, you know, I thought they had a great chance to win the division. I think they probably still do if they can come back from this. But I'm really intrigued by this game against Detroit because I don't think Detroit is all that bad. And so I'm curious to get your take on kind of where you land on the game coming up with the Vikings and the Lions.
The Lions are interesting for a lot of reasons. Amon-Ra St. Brown, by the way, is just torching people.
Yeah.
He's he's on pace to set all kinds of records through seven straight games going back to last year. The Vikings need to show that, I mean, everybody, you know, like, people are going to say, well, you know, the Chargers are going to charge her, right? That's the thing. The Vikings tend to Viking, and what they did on Monday night kind of backed up that theory. They need to go out there and prove that they are as good as a lot of people thought they were going to be. They got their butts whooped on Monday night. It's a short week, and they're facing a very difficult opponent. Like, even last year when Detroit was 3-13-1, they had the second-best record against the spread. And people are like, what do you mean by that's a moral victory? No, it just proves to me, like, they didn't quit. Like, they will fight to the end, much like their coach Dan Campbell wants them to. And that's, to me, that's a team that believes in their coach and believes in their coaching staff. Now, eventually, Detroit has to start turning those moral victories into actual victories, and it started last week. You know, they were favored for the first time in 24 games last week against the Commanders. That was the second longest streak of being an underdog in NFL history. So they turned that around. Minnesota is in for a dogfight, and they've got to go out there and prove that they're as good as people think they are.
Sticking in the NFC, Trey, do you think the Baker Mayfield experiment's going to work out in Carolina? Because it has not been good through 2 weeks.
Well, I think the better question is the Matt Rule experiment going to work out? Mm-hmm. I like Matt. He's a friend of mine. I'll just be honest. If he puts my alma mater, we talk a lot, and we have talked a lot. I want him to do well, but, it's going to be a problem. They're 10-25. under Matt Rhule. And it's all on one side of the ball. Like, last year, they had the second-best defense in the NFL. And they were 30th and 31st offensively. And they go out and get Sam Darnold last year. That didn't work. Now they get Baker Mayfield. You know, both of their losses should have been very winnable games. First of all, my God, you're playing the Browns without Deshaun Watson and it fired up Baker Mayfield. And you had the lead late and your defense collapsed. You got to figure out a way to win that game. And the Giants, hey, good. It's a cute story. The Giants are 2-0. It's wonderful. First time since 2016 they've been 2-0. They're trying to go to 3-0. This year for the first time since 2009 on Monday Night Football. But the Giants, I don't think they're a juggernaut. Like, if you're Matt Rhule and you're fighting for your job, you can't lose both of those games. And I think while Baker, here's the problem with Baker, right? Because you asked about Baker, and I went off on this Matt Rhule tangent. Baker can make every throw. The problem for Baker is that the thing that's going to hold him back is the thing he cannot control, and that's his size. Like, Baker never should have played half the games he played last year. He was just beat to a pulp. And when you're a little undersized and a little slow, that's what happens. Like, when Baker's healthy, he can be a very effective quarterback. The problem for Baker is always going to be staying healthy.
Well, Trey, the game of the week, in my opinion, I think a lot of people would agree with this, would be the Packers and the Bucks, Rodgers and Brady. It's a coin flip right now. I go back and forth on this. On the one hand, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't have the receiving core that he's had in years past. But of course, then you look
neither
at the Bucks and the injury
right
situation. Yeah, exactly. Mike Evans not in this game. Where do you land on this game? I mean, is it even worth, you know, jumping in and you know, or is it just going to be kind of a, hey, whatever happens, it's a coin flip?
Yeah, if you're betting on this game, you're betting basically with your heart, not with your head, because I mean, which is sometimes a lot of people do. That's why, you know, fan is short for fanatic. So go for it, but just understand that walking into it. This game is really interesting on a lot of levels because, as much as it's Brady versus Rodgers, it's really Rodgers against that defense. I mean, the Bucs defense has, one, given up the fewest points in the NFL through 2 weeks, and two, generated the most sacks in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season. Their defense is the reason they're 2-0. Tom Brady and the offense have been there. I mean, if you go look at this offense through the first 2 weeks in Tampa Bay, take out the pick six that sealed the game against the Saints last week. Through two games, the Tampa Bay offense has scored a grand total of 32 points, which is 16 per game. They averaged 30.5 last year, which was the second most in the NFL, only to the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, Gronk not being there, AB not being there, and stripping not there anymore. You mentioned Mike Evans not there. Chris Godwin's been in and out of the lineup. But the other thing, like, Tom Brady is like, I mean, he's throwing a fit every game. And I get it. Yeah. You know, you're the GOAT. You deserve to do that. But at some point, like, if the offense continues to stagnate and he's yelling and screaming at his teammates, someone's going to turn to him and say, hey, bro, maybe if he didn't take 11 days off in training camp, we'd be a little more together. And now comes the story that he's taking every Wednesday off. And I get it. Veterans are allowed to do that. That's fine. Wednesday is install day, guys. That's when you get your offense in. Like, one of the reasons Carson Wentz isn't an Indianapolis Colts quarterback anymore is that they asked him to come in on his off day to work in the QB room and said no, he wanted to go hunting. And that was on his off day, not on the install day. So, I mean, like, I get it. Tom's had all kinds of issues off the field, and I don't want to address that. I don't want to deal with that. I hope he gets it all solved. But you're either in or you're out. And I feel like he's trying to manipulate both worlds right now, and it's not helping in either situation.
Yeah, it's drama-filled, without a doubt, there in Tampa, and it'll be interesting to see how that game pans out against the Packers. Last question for you, Trey, before we let you go. Anything else you're looking at, the slate of games on Sunday, anything that you might think would be a best bet for people?
Well, the Cowboys game is interesting, right? Well, first of all, keep this in mind. You know, we always talk about the dreaded 0-2 start and how bad that is for your playoff hopes, and only since going back to 1990, only 11% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs. Well, since we started the new 14-team 7 per conference playoff situation in the NFL, exactly zero teams that have started 0-2 have gone on to make the postseason. So that's sort of an ominous warning for everybody that started 0-2. The Cowboys game is interesting because they are going to have Cooper Rush trying to go to 3-0 as their starting quarterback and replacing Dak Prescott. They won last week, and he won last season in Minnesota. The Giants, as I said, are trying to go 3-0 for the first time since 2009. Dallas Cowboys have owned the Giants over the last 10 meetings. They're 9-1 against them straight up and 8-2 against the spread. That defense for Dallas is legitimate. I mean, that is a legitimate defense. And I don't think the Giants' offensive weapons come close to what they just had to deal with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon and T. Higgins and all those guys in Cincinnati. So, you know, Daniel Jones and company have been just good enough. This is going to by far be the biggest test for the Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, coming in on Monday night.
Should be a lot of fun, a lot of storylines coming up this weekend, and some big games to keep our eyes on. Trey, we appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to talking to you again.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That was the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Your first bet is on Caesars. Bet up to $1,250, and if you don't win, you'll get it back as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. That was a lot of fun. Looking forward to having Trey back here in just a couple of weeks to talk more NFL. Should be a lot of fun, and we're going to talk more NFL and college football. Our picks are on the way. Paul Savage joins us, Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrecht. We're coming back on Sports Daily.
Oh, man. Feels good to be a Friday. Quick shout out to the Wichita Wind Surge. Won their playoff series, the divisional series, last night. That means that they'll play in the championship series against Frisco. That'll start Sunday on the road. Sunday's game at 5:05, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, if they need Wednesday, we'll be back home at Riverfront Stadium. We'll have much more on that next week as we get ready for those home games. But the Wind Surge are on to the championship series. Congratulations to them on getting there for the first time as this franchise. All right, gentlemen, we welcome in Paul Savage. We're ready for our picks. Before we do it, Jad, what's the damage from last week?
Damage is about the right word, I think. Nobody broke even. Or actually, no, I Paul won the week, and he broke even.
What was that again? What did you just say?
I said Paul won the week.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear it clearly.
Paul won the week.
Jad missed the memo when we told him not to mention that. So.
Paul won the week at 5-5. Jacob, you were 4-6. Tommy, 3-7.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. You came out on fire that first week, 6-1. So overall, you're still in the lead at 9-8, but
let's go.
Paul and Jacob, basically, they're only one game back now, tied for second place. So,
yeah,
there
so,
you go.
So Tommy, here's what I'm going to do for you today, because you know I'm all about your well-being, your mental, you know, acuities and those kind of things. Every pick you make, I'm going to grade today. I'm going to give you a grade, and I want you to take this in the spirit that I'm here to help you. And so I'm going to grade every pick you make today, okay?
Here we go. Just for, you know, clarity's sake, Tommy's still leading us by a game, so be careful there. All right, let's jump to it. Jad, hit the music. Here we go. We're going to start, guys, and we'll rip through these. We'll you know, start in the Big 12. This is a curious one to me. Baylor, Paul's Baylor Bears at Iowa State. The Cyclones favored by 2.5 points after their 3-0 start. Paul, since they're your Baylor Bears, we'll give you the first opportunity to put your neck out there for them.
Well, the Baylor Bears have played one really good team, and that's BYU. Very competitive overtime game and a couple of rum-dums. And Iowa State's been competitive. But I like Baylor in this. Baylor's ready is set to take off and fly like a bear.
Fly like a bear.
Fly
okay,
like
Tommy,
a bear.
You're up here, Tommy. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't understand that reference. But that being said, I don't understand this line. Baylor, I think, is a more talented team than Iowa State. I understand it's on the road. I understand that Iowa State has, you know, played pretty well to start the season. They took down Ohio 43-10. They were able to get their first victory against the Hawkeyes by a field goal a couple weeks ago. First time in like 6 or 7 years they got the victory in the Cy-Hawk game. But I got to go Baylor. I'm going with Paul. I hope I get a good grade on this because I think Baylor covers.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I thought this was a curious line too, which is why I put it here to see if anybody could figure it out. But I'm with you guys. I'll you know, I'll take the points and the Bears, who, it's quite simply, I think, are a better team. All right, Florida at Tennessee.
A-plus.
Florida at Tennessee. Tommy, you can start this one off. Tennessee favored by 10.5 at home against the Gators. Where's your head at on this one?
Yeah, so this is the game that ultimately is getting College Game Day, when I feel like it should be Kansas and Duke, and I think a lot of people would probably back me up on that. That being said, I'm not bitter about it whatsoever. I'm going Tennessee. I think they cover. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Mm. I will disagree on this one, just because it's an SEC game with, I feel like, two teams on the up a little bit. I don't know who wins the game, but I'll take the hook there and get the extra half a point. 10.5 sounds good to me. I'll take the Gators. Paul?
Tommy C, because it's the SEC, and who knows what the heck's going on with the SEC. 10.5 points is a lot of points. A lot of points. Because it's 10.5, I think I'm going to go ahead and join Jacob on this one, give you an island, and I'm going to give, Tommy, I'm going to give you a grade of about a B- on that one.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Kansas, the line has moved in, you know, toward Duke a little bit. Now just a touchdown this morning on BetMGM, which is where we always get our odds here on Sports Daily. I'm going to take the Jayhawks now and give the touchdown. You know, I've made some money with them, taking them on the money line and putting it with the over, but this week they're favored. I think I'm okay with it. I especially like that it's gone in Kansas's favor. Give me the Jayhawks -7. Tommy?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on this. I'm not actually going to personally bet this game unless the line drops to under a touchdown. If it goes to 6.5, then I think I might be in. I'll tell you what I'm taking right now, though, for sure, is the over. I think that that's a slam dunk. I think last time I checked, it was like 50.5. I don't know if it's moved, but I'm going to take that without a doubt. But so I'm not actually betting this, but I do think, my heart tells me, in front of a sellout crowd in Lawrence, I think Kansas covers.
Oh, that's a nice B+. That's not bad, Tommy. That's good rationale. Here's the thing, guys. I've been sleeping on the Jayhawks. The Jayhawks have cost me basically the lead, the entire lead for the Friday football picks. It's my fault. I haven't bought in. And by the way, I like Leipold and what he's doing with his staff. I bought in a long time ago to this guy, to this coach, this coaching staff. But man, oh man, I haven't been betting like I bought in. I'm buying in today. That might be the kiss of death, but I'm going to join you guys and take KU. I think they cover, and they cover comfortably. I saw Duke play about a quarter of football about a week or two ago. Duke's okay, but Duke is still Duke.
I think that's a good point. They're okay, but Kansas appears to be better. And by the way, Bingo. Tommy, that over-under right now is at 63.5, according to BetMGM. All right, Kansas State at Oklahoma. The Sooners this morning on BetMGM, 13-point favorites. A little movement toward Kansas State. Paul, you can lead us on the Wildcats. What are you thinking here?
Well, I don't know about the Cats. The Cats surprised me a little bit last week. I was a little disappointed. I think we're all disappointed in the Cats last week. OU, on the other hand, still has talent all over the field. Every position. Seems they have guys that run, that can play, that can do whatever they need to do. I like OU. I think they cover fairly easy. At OU, by the way, fellas, at OU, I'm taking the Sooners.
Oh, I don't know. I have struggled so much with this game, especially when it comes to the line. We have seen Kansas State do this and rebound in a big way. I just don't think Adrian Martinez is great. So,
you think?
But I do think the Kansas State defense is great, and I think Deuce Vaughn is great. And I think that they're going to really be foaming at the mouth to reestablish that. I'm just going to take the points and be at peace with it, because I really don't know what to do with it. So I'll take the 13 points, and I'll take Kansas State in a place they have some history of success, albeit it was an empty stadium the last time they did this. Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not debating it nearly as much as you were in my mind. I think this is one of the easier bets of the entire week. From what we saw last week against Tulane, I don't think Kansas State really has any kind of firepower outside of Deuce Vaughn. And I also think that this is going to be a coming out party for Jaron Kanick. I mean, he's already had a couple of coming out games. It'll just be another one for him. It's an easy bet for me, guys. I'm going to join you. OU, they cover.
Well, I've got to give I'm going to give Tommy a D on that, even though I took OU as well. I'm giving you a D.
You did the same pick.
And I did the same pick. because I don't know about K-State. So I got to give you a D. But you're okay.
But you picked them too.
Well, Tommy, something you'll learn about Paul is that his brain is like a squirrel on a treadmill, man. It goes 1,000 different directions, and you just never know where it's going, but it's always churning with something. So don't fret. We're all with you there. All right, I'll start us off on the NFL. We talked about this one with Trey Wingo a little bit. Bills at Dolphins. Dolphins at home getting 5.5 points. You know, they had this crazy comeback against the Ravens, but man, it was blown coverage after blown coverage. I don't think the Bills are doing that. I like the Bills quite a bit here at -5.5. I'm going to take Buffalo as the road favorite to what's a good Miami team, but Buffalo ain't going to make the mistakes Baltimore made late. Tommy?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to go a different direction, and actually a different direction from what I had written down, because I originally had the Bills as a cover, and I think it's going to be an easy cover. At least I initially did. However, just coming down, Sean McDermott has announced that Jordan Phillips, Dane Jackson, and Micah Hyde are all out against the Dolphins.
Oh, wow.
That's a big blow defensively for Buffalo. I wanted to wait until you had made your pick before I actually told you that. That's going to be big for Tyreek. It's going to be big for Jalen Waddle. I think they're licking their lips going into this game. So I'm switching my pick because of that. I think the Dolphins cover.
How about a grade of a C? Because you've got good points. C, yeah, that got a chuckle from Chad. I think a C is a grade that you probably deserve on that one. But you're wrong. I'm going to say a C minus because it's still the Bills. The Bills are still one of the best teams in the NFL, in my opinion. Are they going to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. Could they? They might. But I'm going to go ahead and give the points. I myself am going to take the Bills.
I'll tell you, I need to sprint over now to the over and think about that. That's at 53 points. I'll ponder that as we make our way through here. Paul, you get the next one first, and it's the Chiefs. Chiefs, 5.5 point favorites on the road, just like the Bills are, at the Colts. The Colts certainly not as good a start as the Dolphins, so can the Chiefs cover that 5.5 on the road?
That's a good question. And by the way, I thought the Colts were going to be better than we've seen from them this year. And we all understand that it is the NFL. But the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. The Chiefs are still pretty good. They've got lots of offensive weapons. I think that the offensive line is starting to get better and better and better. I'm going to go with the Chiefs and give the 5.5. And I'm actually a little surprised, Tommy, that it's 5.5. I thought it might be 6.5. I thought it might be 7. But I'm going to go ahead and give the 5.5 and take the Chiefs.
Yeah, so I mentioned this to Trey Wingo a few minutes ago, that I think that there is the potential that this could be a trap game for Kansas City. But I'm using the word potential very, very loosely because I don't think it will be. But I think that scenario, I think it could be on the table. That being said, I think the Chiefs cover. I like the line. I'm gonna take the Chiefs and I'm gonna give the points.
A minus, congratulations. That's really been your best analysis of the day. Congratulations.
I can't find the trap if there is one. It's Jonathan Taylor against a hobbled Chiefs run defense if there is one. But 5.5 keeps six, you know, on the table. It keeps 7 obviously on the table. I can't find it. I can't find a good reason either to take the Colts, so I'm taking the Chiefs. I like it. I like it quite a bit.
I know you do. Yep, we all do.
We'll see. That's never a good sign. All right, Packers at Bucks. I'll lead this one off. NFC game of the week, certainly. Two Super Bowl contenders, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The Bucks giving a point here. No Mike Evans. The receiving core is hobbled. Here's why I'm going to take the Bucks, because the Packers were able to do what they did against the Bears because they established the run. And the Bucs have one of the best run defenses in football. I think the Pack offense is going to struggle a little bit in this game. Tom Brady is the king of getting just enough. You know, for whatever reason, that defense has made big plays when they've needed him to. And I think they're going to do it again. I'll take the Bucs and lay the point. Paul?
I think you're exactly right. I'm so proud of you not to go deep, deep, deep into Brady, because, oh, Brady's this, Brady's that. But you're right. The defense has been overlooked and probably not talked enough about. Jacob, I'm going to give you an A on this one because that was very good analysis. I, as well as you, am going to go with the Bucks on this one. I think you're right on exactly on your analysis. Let's see how Tommy does.
gentlemen, you take a look at this game, and obviously you've got the two elder statesmen of the NFL quarterback scene in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And I just watched both of them a week ago. And Aaron Rodgers, despite not having a ton of great receivers on his squad, it might be the hallucinogenic drugs he's taking, I don't really know. But he's calm, he's relaxed, he looks happy. They took down the Chicago Bears, as they should, a week ago. It was not a tough game for Aaron Rodgers. Then you look at Tom Brady on the other side, and he's throwing his tablet, and he's screaming at people, and he just looks so unhappy. So for that reason, I'm going to be on an island by myself. I'm taking the Packers to cover.
I'm going to give you a drug-induced D- on that one.
I'll take it.
All right, we got one more here. Paul, you lead us off on this one. Niners at Broncos. The Broncos getting 1.5 at home. It's been a bad start for Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. What do you think in this one?
I tell you what, this is a tough pick, boys. I'm telling you right now, 49ers looking at some problem injuries. I don't know how that will work out. I think it might work out actually better than we thought. But on the other hand, when are the Broncos going to become due? This is a home game, Mile High Stadium. We're going into the mountains to play. I kind of like the Broncos on this. I'm probably going to be on an island, but I'm going to go ahead and take the 1.5 with the Broncos based upon the fact they've got to get better, and they've got to get better sooner. This is the week that is sooner. I'm taking the Broncos.
All right, God, I want to too, but man, they haven't looked good. Here's why
You're
I'm
right.
going to take the Niners, okay. And I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'm going to take the Niners because I think Kyle Shanahan is heads and shoulders above Nathaniel Hackett. I think Jimmy Garoppolo makes them better, and until Nathaniel Hackett, because he's proven me wrong twice, because I thought it had been good opportunities for the Broncos. I'm going to take the Niners because I'm taking Shanahan over Hackett, and it's that simple. Tommy.
I'm taking the Niners as well. Paul, you're on an island by yourself here on this one because I think Jimmy G's a better, makes this team a lot better, makes San Francisco a lot better. And until we actually can see it from Nathaniel Hackett and we can actually see it from Russell Wilson, I think the Broncos are a work in progress. The 49ers are more complete, and I'm with you. I think that the 49ers win this game and they cover.
B minus, that's a good analysis. I think you're right. Listen, I'm going to give myself a D plus. On my pick, partly because you guys are both right. Man, I'm looking ahead. I'm speculating. I'm hoping. I'd like to see the Broncos be a little bit better. I like the Broncos. I love Colorado. But I'll tell you what, I'm concerned. And Garoppolo is better than we think he's going to be. I think you guys might be right. I might be just giving you guys one on this one.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Denver should be better. I mean, Denver should be better at home.
They should be. That's right.
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
It's good stuff. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk a little high school football when we return on Sports Daily. Week 4 of the high school football season. We'll take you through some of the key matchups from around the area next.
Bob and Tom Mornings. This is KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to quickly rip you through some of the best in high school football. Our buddy Matt Henderson, executive producer of CatchItKansas.com, which is always your best source and resource for high school sports information, especially on Football Fridays. Hendo, welcome in. Let's jump right into it. Our Catch at Kansas staff is really excited about Circle and McPherson. We've talked about Circle. Why do we love this game so much?
It's really just a big chance for Circle to truly put themselves on the map. Like, they got past over the Bueller account. That was such a long run between them ever beating Bueller. I think it was the first time they beat them this year. And so that happening was huge for that program. If they were able to go to McPherson, beat the Bullpups, Bullpups probably the favorite as far as Class 4A goes on the west side, outside of the KC private schools. If Circle can do that and pull off a win there tonight, that might may vault Circle into like a top five team in Class 4A and really kind of push them forward throughout the year.
Matt, a couple of the big games this weekend coming up. Of course, you got to look at Hutch and Derby at Derby and then in the City League. A couple of big matchups, including Northwest and East. What are you looking at as far as some of the other bigger matchups around the city?
Yeah, Derby getting that win over Carroll last week, incredible game that those two outstanding programs played then. I think I'm really looking at Derby as like maybe using that as a momentum builder going forward. Hutch, great team. But like Noah Kokar, the running back, one of the best in the area that we get to watch play. If Hutch is able to go in there and really keep that game close, I think that's really good for that Salt Hawk program. But I do like Derby to come away with the win there. And then, yeah, you said Northwest and East. Northwest last week, just like what they did in that game against Capen, I think that was really like them kind of like cementing themselves as one of the best 6A teams in the state of Kansas after that season opening loss to Carroll. But them and East, I mean, two teams that both have beaten Capen, that could be a one that whoever wins that game is like the number two team in the city behind Bishop Carroll.
You know, I like.
I don't think we've.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I was just going to say.
I was going to.
Go ahead, please.
Collegiate Hendo in the City yes. League. We haven't talked about them yet. They're out to a 3-0 start. Clearwater is who they play tonight. I'll be at that game. Common opponent, Collegiate was all over Wellington. Is in Wellington topped Clearwater. What do you see out of that 3A game?
I see Collegiate really coming out on top. It's one of those things with Collegiate that their schedule has not exactly been the most difficult in the early going of the year. Clearwater coming in with a 2-1 record tonight could challenge them for at least for the beginnings of that game, but it's like one of those with Wichita Collegiate that they need these better games, these better opponents that they need to play, especially ahead of that Andale game coming in at week 6. And that's the one that really we're really looking forward to in Class 3A between those two schools.
Just real quick, I want to say that I think the operative word for the City League is competitive. South at North, Northwest at East, West and Heights, and even to a lesser extent, Southeast and Great Bend. I think this could be a very competitive weekend for you. That's got to make your evenings more fun when you have competitive games, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what we want. We want close matchups.
Northwest and East, great City League game. All right, thanks, Hendo. Short segment today. Catch a Kansas show tonight, 10:35 on the KSCW. And as always, all the great content at catchitkansas.com and on the free Catch It Kansas app. Let's do it again next week.
Cool, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's coming up this weekend on KF Family and Networks. Impact, you can imagine. We'll cover it all next.
It ain't the latest thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.